This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Landon Glenn from ASA. How are you, sir?
Very good, thank you.
Good to have you here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, I think you're going to close out our coverage here. Well done, sir.
Yeah, we'll wrap it.
We'll wrap it, yeah. So how's it going? How is, obviously, half the, or the entire
yes.
attendees are out here waiting for the last session of the day. So how
really
are you doing?
Really busy.
Yeah?
This is our
good.
First time at Go West or Northwest.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot more people than I was expecting initially. Mm-hmm. It's been mm-hmm. very busy. Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Any highlights for you? Anything stand out so far?
Yeah. I think a lot of excitement. You know, there was some... One of the opening sessions talked from Sultan, from Duke University.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that guy.
Yeah, he was talking about how you need to be able to turn on fintech quickly, like within 60 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of credit unions come up to us and say, hey, you guys are turning on fintechs within 60 seconds for a lot of these credit unions really quickly. So it's helped to be... top of mind.
You usurped his 60-day moratorium. So
we're
yeah,
making it faster.
You made it by a lot of time. So
yeah.
So I'm going to get to my questions here. Yeah, as you can see, all my questions I have sitting here. But no. What? So give us the latest at ASA. For those who may not know about you, give us a quick plug before we dive into details
ASA solves the regulatory and compliance issues mm-hmm. around bank tech partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do that by building a new form of open banking. And so with this new form of open banking, fintechs by contract cannot compete with the credit union.
Right on. And tell me about the award. You were just telling Mark Michaels about an award you won with Boeing.
We just won the Boeing Employees Credit Union Accelerator through Co-Motion and University of Washington.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means we're doing a one-year program.
Okay.
We're working with executives at Boeing and executives at University of Washington, Co-Motion, and Innovation, working on Synergy. We've done some really great things. We went out to Boston with Boeing to do a presentation to a, I think it was maybe Callahan Associates or a group. Lisa Goldshire, Chief Strategy Officer, went out and they talked about what we're doing with our partnership to try and bring out more innovation in the credit union space, more accessibility to technology, and more solutions that can serve members.
Right on. All right, let's get to some industry-wide things. What are you seeing out there as far as fintech goes that are maybe some challenges that credit unions are having out there? Because, I mean, you are like literally on the front lines of this type of stuff. So what are you seeing out there right now that credit unions are having challenges with, especially in the fintech space?
Yeah, so top of mind, at least in the news for the industry as a whole, I mean, the CFPB is suing MoneyLion for some issues with service members.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really interesting because in the industry, the banking as a service model has become more and more popular and more people are pushing it. But there's also some OCC issues coming out and saying that some of it's going unregulated. I think Michael Hsu from the Comptroller of Currency said that the next fintech or financial crisis could come from unregulated fintech.
Wow.
And that was all within the last 30 days or so.
Really?
All this has come out. So very hot topic. I think the CFPB just put out another statement recently. And so we actually had the opportunity to meet in person with the CFPB at Finovate for about 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
And we talked to them about what we're doing.
How was that? Tell. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Divulge, please.
Well, we talked about how over 88% of Americans don't understand when they're putting their credentials into a third party what's happening in the data mining. They think that it's either through their bank or they just don't know that their data is being monetized.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some education issues, privacy issues, etc., that these institutes, that individuals don't understand. And so they're all trying to figure out how to build a process to go forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe from Go West that does the lobbying for the state of Washington to get the charter to be able to invest in fintech. Mm-hmm. I talked to him and he said, I'm going to the CFPB, I've got these meetings, let's connect and talk about your architecture. I've never seen anything like it. And so we're building essentially a form of open banking that combines sort of self-sovereign identity. It's not decentralized, it's not a self-sovereign identity model, but it allows the user to turn on a fintech without sharing their name, their email, their account number, or any identifiable information.
So give me a real world example of that.
Yeah, so essentially on the app, you go in there, you've got your community credit union account attached, and then you want to use a budgeting app like SpendPal. So you go into SpendPal, and you say, I want to share my data with SpendPal. You click a button, choose to share it, you get grant access, and then what it does is it registers permissions and sets up the fintech instantly with one click. Then normally you'd have to go to that fintech and share your data, your name, your email, set it up, put in your credentials. So we've integrated a login with ASA, kind of like login with Apple. So it's single sign-on for all fintech from everywhere. Or with one click, it instantly turns the app on, and you all the data comes through, and it uses a token to identify the user.
Okay. So I get it now, because a lot of websites you go to, sign on with Google, or sign on with Yahoo, or sign on with Apple.
That's right.
Boom. Yes. Wow. So easy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so normally when you do that, it carries across some personal information, you know, names or emails or things like that. So we actually filed a patent in 2020 around this new architecture where you can turn on a fintech without sharing any data. And so using a token or a string or a code, and we actually just got the patent issued. So
congratulations on that. Well done.
Exciting.
Well done. You are owning your own destiny, sir.
Working on it.
Oh my gosh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
that's really exciting.
It is. And the credit unions are excited because we're telling them, look, we built this for you. We're fighting for you guys because we don't think fintechs should be selling credit cards, checking accounts, and loans because they don't have really good compliance. They haven't been doing it very long. Many times they don't even understand the rules. They're making mistakes that they don't even know about. That's why you see so many issues.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was a great refresher.
Yeah, it's all tying into like the trends, and the timing's really good for what we're doing.
And the whole identification thing right now is so hot right now as well, and just top of mind for everybody. So,
especially lots of opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt. Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else to add? I know we could probably talk for hours here about what you saw at Money 2020 and all that type of stuff. So anything stand out there real quick? Anything?
At Money 2020, we had a really good
event. Or was it just crypto?
Not this year.
Oh,
not
really?
This year. Yeah,
okay.
Last year
I heard it was.
Someone said at the show, last year was crypto 2020, and this year it's back to normal. I don't know if all the crypto companies went out of business or what.
Well, like, the dip.
I saw maybe a handful, very few. And so huge shift from last year.
Okay.
And it was more, so it's interesting how the shifts, it changes. Very good turnout. It was packed.
Yeah, I heard there was like 11,000 people there.
It was really, really great.
Yeah.
So good. I will say my feet are hurting from the Venetian trek back and forth to like, you're going to this suite in the Palazzo, and then you're going back to the exhibit hall, and you're just
really?
Like, oh. It's like a mile.
They need to like rent those Segways or something so you can just cruise around, get a scooter and cruise around.
Yeah, and then I came straight up to this conference because I couldn't miss it. Yeah. And so I left Tuesday night, got in, and my feet are hurting, but I'm happy to be here.
But you're here.
Yeah.
All right, Landon. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I'm going to let you go sit back and kick your feet up and enjoy, kind of soak it all in. But thanks for your time as always, and congrats on the success.
Thank you so much.
All right, sir.
Appreciate it.
Well done, Landon. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.